This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The attacks on Donald Trump are an attack on America. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. All of America, including the brain-dead morons who are actually attacking Donald Trump, are under attack. That's right. It's like the body fighting itself. Yeah. They don't even realize what they're doing, that they are killing the body because they don't care. This attack is not just an attack on Donald Trump. That's just metaphorical. This is an attack on you, and it's your body attacking itself because the idiots, you know, sometimes it'll attack itself because it sees itself as a foreign entity. That's what the left does. The left doesn't recognize the good in America. You want to know why? It's been trained out of them. They don't know how to recognize good. They see terrorists as good. They see illegals as good. They see black teens committing enormous amounts of crime as good. They see women accusing men of doing nothing, of just, you know, living in regular lives and interacting with one another. They see that as, oh my gosh, look at the misogyny there. They see everything as racist. They don't even recognize good. There are 50 million acts of kindness in this country every single day that most of these clowns completely ignore. They'll tell you all about racism, but they won't tell you a single story where a white person tells black people help white people, Hispanics help this, men help women, and on and on. They'll tell you how downtrodden women are, but they won't tell you a story where some guy promoted a woman and she's now doing great. And the hundreds of and thousands of times that happens daily. They're not going to tell you that. They're not going to let you know that this nation has overcome all of the ills of society, mostly brought on by leftists, by the way, and become the greatest nation in the world, because that would make you actually feel good about this country. These idiots know not why they fight. They are robots, trained to fight for their corrupt masters, people who seek nothing but power and wealth at the expense of you. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't need to protect the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Donald Trump, they are attacking, and you know what I say? Attack away. He can handle himself. Unlike Barack Obama, I'm not going to say, you know, this is just straight up racism. This is straight up classism. They just don't like him because he's rich and white and a Republican and a conservative and whatever else. No. He's got the power. And soon, I suspect he will wield that power. Barack Obama, they needed to protect him because he was a loser. This is a guy that had the keys to the kingdom, and he kept losing them. Or somebody took them away from him. I don't know. Take your pick. Does it really matter? I don't need to protect that president of ours. He can do it himself. If he's smart, and he is, he'll get somebody else to do it for him. You know, lines of demarcation. But let me tell you what I will protect. I'll protect you. I'll protect us collectively. And I'm going to tell you something. I seek revenge, not because Donald Trump was wronged, but because Donald Trump is a mere metaphor in the attack on you and me. The people who would dare support this ingenue, this billionaire citizen who dared put his life on hold because he saw what was happening to us. The metaphor of Donald Trump saying, guys, you need representation. You haven't had it in decades. Now, there are many people that say, Kevin, come on now. Revenge is weakness, my friend. Revenge should be left to the Lord. Things like that. There's all kinds of really neat sayings about revenge that, you know, the man who seeks revenge should dig two graves. The man who seeks revenge, you know, continues with his own wound, you know, and all this. His wound becomes more green and all these other things. That's what they tell you. Revenge, it's a bad thing. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Despite all the sayings against them, let me tell you, revenge is sweet. You remember November the 8th of 2016 when you got a sweet taste of revenge? Huh? I don't know how you felt, but I'm continuing to suckle on that revenge. Somebody said, I think it was, who was it that said, revenge is sweet, but it isn't fattening? Alfred Hitchcock. He said, revenge is sweet, but it isn't fattening. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm still suckling on mama's milk of revenge on November the 8th of 2016, and it's fattening me up. And you know what? I'm smiling, and I got my little cherubic look on, you know, my little body. I look like a little old angel, you know, a little, you know, what do they call him? Who's the dude that, Cupid? I look like Cupid. Little fat legs, fat arms. I'm got my bow. Woof. Just smiling away. Because let me tell you, that revenge is sweet. It was necessary. It was a long time coming. And it was like manna, food from heaven. Because let me tell you what, I'm still eating on it. And I don't feel bad at all. I beg to differ. Revenge is weakness. Weakness, my butt. Would you rather have Hillary Clinton as your president right now? Then you suck it up, baby. Get in, breathe it in, eat it up, drink it up, whatever you, however you want it. Enjoy your revenge. See, they're not through with you. You thought you'd won November the 8th, 2016. Oh, Happy New Year, y'all. 2018. Happy New Year. Yeah, you thought you'd won. You got a year under your belt under the best president in modern history. You thought you won. They were still going after him. He's still a rock star. 2018 hit. Coming into the second year. And what do they do? Oh, look at that stock market now. Mm-hmm. Look at what China's doing to us now. Look at, you know, that everything negative. If it were Barack Obama, it would be completely a different story. You wouldn't even have to be thinking about revenge. But it's sweet, man. You better enjoy it. And let me tell you, I get it. We're all God-fearing. Most of us are God-fearing Christians on this, you know, listening to this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. By the way, I'd love to get your opinions about my revenge, 844-551-8255. But let me tell you something. No matter what they tell you, no matter how they try to, you know, change your mind, understand there is a time for revenge. It's a human emotion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, should we not revenge? William Shakespeare, except he said shall. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about revenge. We're talking about all the things that the left is doing to you, and they expect you just to let it happen. They don't care that there are illegals killing you, that there are sanctuary states that you can't go to. They don't care that there are no-go zones in America occupied by radical Islamists. They don't care that you can't enjoy the country where you want to go. They don't care that you can't go safely into black neighborhoods. They don't care that they've made such a thing as black neighborhoods, unsafe schools where kids can be shot at any time. And by the way, that's not even in black neighborhoods. That's in the suburbs. They don't care that they're trying to take away your guns because they say the guns are the problem. But if there's a bus crash, they don't say the bus is the problem. Or if somebody runs people over in a car, they don't say the car is the problem. They cry mental health and all these other things. Or it was accidental. They don't care that they make laws constructed to impede upon your life, particularly if you are somebody out there doing the right thing and you're a capitalist. No. If you prick us, do we not bleed? We were pricked. We had 8 years to where we got pricked. Wink, wink. You know what I'm saying? 8 years of it. We were pricked. They didn't tickle us, but they doggone sure poisoned us. But you know what happened? You, conservatives, did not die. When they pricked you, you did not bleed. And when they wronged you, did you revenge? Yeah, you did. You revenged. And it was sweet. They tickled us and we didn't laugh. We had no reason to laugh. There's nothing funny about what the left does. Look, folks, this is not a game. We can have fun about it. We can joke about these things, but this is not a game. You better understand that you're going to have raw human emotions. You are not the Lord. God is working on you. I know He works on me all the time, but I'm not God. I'm subject to all these human emotions, and I got one. I got one. Revenge. Revenge. The attack on Donald Trump is not an attack on Trump. It's an attack on you. They want you to, they want to diminish Donald Trump to the degree that they diminish you. Did you know Donald Trump was with Stormy Daniels? Can you imagine if we had found out that years before Barack Obama became president, like we would learn anything about that fool, right? He had an affair with some chick named Stormy Daniels. And Michelle did, and she was a sister, a dancer. Now, let me tell you something. Black people would have rallied around him. Yeah, man, look at Barack doing his thing up in there. Michelle stayed with him now. You know, there would be people just coming to his aid in ways you wouldn't imagine. The media would be talking about,
well, that was all in the past. It was before he was president.
And you'd be hearing all these things lauding the man. And they said Barack didn't have no girlfriend. Yeah, yeah. Not only had a girlfriend, man. Yeah, a girl knew what she was doing. You know what I'm saying? They would be extolling the virtues of this. The same way, by the way, CNN did this Kennedy thing. Oh, let's take a look at John Kennedy's sex life. They literally positioned it as, hey, you know, Camelot. Okay, so what, he was married to Jackie. That's another story. Look at John Kennedy and all the women in Hollywood that he had sex with. Wow. What an amazing man Kennedy was. You think they're going to look back on Trump for anything like this? Bill Clinton can't even get away with that anymore. Revenge. We're avenging ourselves of all the things that these clowns do, trying to convince you that they're helping you. They don't want to help you. They want to make you mad. Mueller going into Donald Trump's lawyer's office to do what? To tie the loop around the Russian thing, to close the loop? He's not doing anything. He's trying to embarrass Trump, ergo embarrass you. Embarrass you conservatives for daring to vote for Donald Trump. You should have been voting for a Democrat. And there are going to be Republicans that want to help him. They want to help him. Oh, look at that Donald Trump. Yeah, he's a womanizer. He's doing all these things. Yeah, Stormy Daniels. Let's give some validity to this nonsensical story. I don't give a crap about Stormy Daniels, and most of you don't either. For every Republican so-called conservative that we lose because they're so sanctimonious, because we know Republicans and conservatives, well, they don't have affairs. They don't do anything wrong. Isn't that what the left tells you? So they want to diminish you, and they want to demoralize you to where you'll leave Donald Trump. And I say to you, exact your revenge. Meir Kahane, I'm no fan of Meir Kahane. He's infamous, founded the Jewish Defense League, which, by the way, I'm a big fan of defending the Jews, okay? But this guy, they said he started JDL because he needed a movement important enough to satisfy his rampant ego. That's what his biographer said, a guy named Robert Friedman. Anyway, he ended up leaving America because he practically had to. He was living high on the hog, having lots of affairs, ripping off the JDL, etc. So he had to go to Israel. He went to Israel, a religious Jew, which, by the way, congratulations to him for being a flawed man. But he went to Israel and he started a different political party over there and stayed over there because he was extracted. But he had this to say about revenge. He says, love has its place, as does hate. Peace has its place, as does war. Mercy has its place, as do cruelty and revenge. And he was later, I think he got assassinated, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. I think he did. But my point is, I wanted to talk about the revenge angle. Revenge has its place. And don't let anybody fool you into thinking that, yeah, look, I'm not telling you live your life going, I'm going to get him. Man, I'm going to get that dude. But let me tell you something. These guys right now that are coming at you full frontal in your face, trying to convince you that your children who you've raised to be good, solid citizens, that they should convert them in college, corrupt them, pervert them. And they're using every trick in the book. They don't want you to get any revenge. They've tried to convert you. They've said to you, you better respect the LGBT over yourselves. You better respect the atheists and the agnostics over your own teachings, what you believe. You better respect that illegals can come in here and be treated better than citizens, that we can bring terrorists in your midst, and don't you dare say anything against them as they're Islamic or whatever else. You're going to respect everything that we say. We don't care how sick it sounds or crazy, how perverted. We want to teach kids about condoms in the second grade and anal and oral sex or whatever else. You're just going to respect what we say. And if we talk about pedophilia is a good thing, you're going to respect it. If we say cops deserve to be shot, you're going to respect it. If we say black thugs should walk the streets and have the same rights as anybody else or more, respect it. If we tell you there's a defense called affluenza that we use for our kids, you respect it. If we tell you that you send your kids to community college, but we send our kids to the best schools, respect it. If we tell you that we're helping women or blacks or Latinos, even though we're crushing their spirit, you better respect it. I say, I respect it so much, I'm going to get revenge on you. I'm going to change it back to the way it was. And my revenge is actually going to help you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are talking revenge today, and Ivana Trump said, gorgeous hair is the best revenge. I resemble that remark. Yeah. Oh, people always say, Kevin, you're bald. I have hair. I have hair. Just because I don't flaunt it doesn't mean I don't have it. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. There is a saying about revenge that I do like, and there are quite a few people who've said something similar, so I'll give you an example. Frank Sinatra said, the best revenge is massive success. Other people have said the best revenge is to live on and to prove yourself. I have always been of that ilk. I've had people that have, you know, promised things and done things. Oh, yeah, Kevin, you know, we're going to do this for you. I'll give you an example. I helped the company win a big deal, and they told me, Kevin, you win this deal, we're going to give you, I forget, I think it was $50,000. And when the deal got won, you could see that they were starting to back out. And so the guy finally, you know, like, man, I couldn't get it authorized. And I was like, what are you talking about? I have an email thread where you said you win this deal. When we win this deal, you're going to, you know, get $50,000. And he's like, oh, man, you know, and it would have put his job on the line, the guy. So I blew it off. But he later called me. I mean, this was when I was in management consulting. Actually, I wasn't in management consulting at the time. I was just in IT. And he later called me because he wanted help on another deal. You know, like, hey, man, I hope, you know, no hard feelings and all that. And I was like, what do you need? Yeah, can you help me in a deal? I said, certainly. Give me the deal. He gives me the deal. I torpedoed him. I got my revenge. Do you think I regret it? Do you think, oh, my goodness, Kevin, the green wound of revenge, it's still hurting you. No, I feel very good that I was able to get this guy back. I'll give you another example. I went to work for a company. I won't say the name. And I wasn't even there very long, but people like me. They like my personality. So they had a sales meeting, and this goofy white dude got up on stage, and he did, you know, they were goofing off. Everybody, you know, had a bunch of sales guys. He was getting an award or something. And he does this funky dance. And when it was all said and done, he was sitting in the lobby, and I walked by him. I was like, hey, Jim, you know, whatever his name was. I said, hey, Jim. I said, hey, you did a pretty good white boy up there on stage. And he looked like, you know, like, uh-huh. And he was talking to a girl, and I walked away. About a week later, I get somebody comes to my office and says, Kevin, HR needs to see you. I said, okay. Go to HR. They say, yeah, there's been a complaint filed against you for, you know, some sort of racial thing. And I went, for what? I mean, a black guy working at a company that's got three black people, and they're calling this racial thing. And I go, I was like, for what? Well, we can't tell you who, because there could be retaliation. I'm like, so you're going to put something in my file about racial, you know, insensitivity or whatever, when I don't even know what it's about. And, you know, so they went on and on. I kept trying to think. And then it dawned on me that this guy, who, by the way, he was a funny personality, but he's on the same sales team as I am. And I remembered that he, because, you know, I'm having to reflect. I was like, what is it? What is it? What is it? So it dawned on me. It was that guy. Calling racism because I said he was doing a white boy. The white boy is a legitimate dance. It's not like I was, you know, making up something just for him. If he had been doing the moonwalk, I would have said, hey, you did a heck of a moonwalk up there. So it wasn't a racial thing. It was what they call the dance. So, and, you know, it was made famous by, what's the kid on Fresh Prince, you know, they used to do the thing. So that's what the guy was doing. So long story short, as I did my career, they noted that, oh, this guy can sell, right? So I'm selling products and projects, and they're firing people left and right, left and right. So they finally get rid of this guy. And at the time, he'd come over, and, you know, he'd always ask me, hey, can you help me, you know, kind of come up with a plan for his sales? And I would help because he was a team member, but I didn't give him all the help that he needed. And so I'd go out and sell my projects and whatever else. So he eventually gets fired. But he thinks we're buddies. So he says, hey, he sends me an email. Kevin, I got let go on the last riff. You know, I've always appreciated your professionalism and how good you were in sales and blah, blah, blah. Can I use it as a reference? I said, sure. So everybody that called, they said, how was he? I said, they fired him. They fired him. What else can I tell you? I said, I saw nothing in his sales capability that would make me hire him. And that's the truth. I said, I wasn't impressed. I mean, I wasn't torpedoing him as if I was mad at him. I was just saying, look, I will tell you this. I found him to be a mediocre salesperson. I was actually very surprised he used me as a reference, but I found him to be a mediocre salesperson. If you need a body to fill your spot, he's a good guy. If you're looking for sales talent, pardon me, he's not your guy. And I would have said it to his face because that's how I felt about him. Now, you say, Kevin, is that revenge? Of sorts. Yeah, because I could have said, no, you don't need to use me as a reference, or I can't stand your guts. I did not have resentment for him. You know, I had that thing in my file that I refuted, by the way. But I was like, I don't have resentment for you, but if you're going to be that kind of petty to me, I'm going to get my sweet revenge. And if you ask me, Kevin, are you upset about it? Do you feel bad about it? No. And I know there are people out there listening going, Kevin, that was pretty petty. No, what was petty was what he did. He's lucky that I didn't file some sort of grievance and really, if I'd been a leftist, I would have made a stink. I could have retired from that company on what he said. You know, I just said, he's up there doing the white boy. Why wasn't he doing a black dance? You know, like the Charleston. You know, something like that. So point is, he's petty, I'm petty. It was sweet revenge. Yeah, I'm sure he got a job. I don't think he, you know, put a gun in his mouth or anything crazy, but I'm not going to worry about it. You treat people the way, with respect, and they'll treat it back to you. That's why, at one point, I was on LinkedIn, I don't know how many people, but let's say I had 500 connections. I bet you, at least, if I had 500, I don't remember what I had, but I had quite a few. But whatever the number was, I had 17% of the people made recommendations about me and my previous jobs. And I'm talking good ones. And I remember a guy sending me a note, and he said, who are you? And I went, that's an interesting way to introduce yourself. And he goes, and so he sends me another note, and he says, the reason why I'm curious, he goes, you have so many recommendations per, you know, as a ratio of the number of people that you're connected to. And he goes, you must have really been special in your jobs. And I said, I certainly hope so. Thank you for noticing. It's not that way anymore because I started accepting a lot more people who don't know me because of my new career. But there was a point where in my jobs, the people that worked with me were like, dude, you know, God, Kevin, I'm going to give you a recommendation. And I could tell you the reasons why. It was because I always treated people with respect. And there was no agenda with me. Now, let's transfer all this back to politics. Leftists. They have agendas. They're looking for you to say something that they can be offended by. And if that's not the case, they're looking for petty jealousies. They're looking for things so that they can be mad at you, so that they can get something that you have. The harder you work, the worse it is. Believe me. The harder you work, the worse it is. The more these guys want to just be in your grill, they're tattletaling on you, they're looking for things for you to do wrong, and I could go on. The best revenge, folks, is to live on and to prove yourself. Do you know how many people that I've worked in the companies? I think I've kind of alluded to the story. I've sat and watched people get awards. I've sat and watched people fawn all over others. And I said to myself, no offense, but that guy's not that big of a deal, or that person's not that big of a deal. I worked with a lady at a company, a very large company, and she was the most prima donna, thought she was hot stuff, you know, the big degree, who she knew. I'm going to dinner with the mayor, I'm going to dinner with so-and-so, whatever. And it's funny, I look at her, she contacted me, I don't know, it's probably been 2-3 years ago. Kevin, God, you know, you've really done a lot, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And she covered a territory in Kansas City. And I just remember the meetings where you'd arrange a meeting and she had to go meet the highest level person and so on and so forth. And there we were hanging out with the minions. And I enjoyed the minions. I really did. That's how I was able to get to the bigger people. But now I look back, you know, when she contacted me, it was like, you know, almost like, who knew you could do what you're doing now? And my response was, I did. I knew it. And here's the other thing. I know you can't. I know you can't. So don't talk to me about revenge. There are many people, whether you've worked with them, whether you went to school with them, there are many people out there who are petty. They are looking to do things to you. And let me tell you, you're running into them every single day. Somebody that you read about in the newspaper or online or whatever, dated myself just there, you are going, that reminds me of this person. That reminds me of this incident. That reminds me of some kind of way one of these guys tried to screw me over and I wasn't doing anything wrong. And that's what leftism is about. That's what Trump's fighting for. That's what every one of the pundits that you listen to is fighting for. When I go on TV, I think about little incidents like that comment about the white boy. And what that guy tried to do to my career. Who knows what could have happened in my career because of that? What was nothing? Ask if he cared. Ask yourself, if you think leftists care about the things that you hold near and dear, if you think they care about your kids, the schools, your job, or whatever, you are sadly mistaken. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People are smarter than they think we are. We are very intelligent folks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. I adore you folks. You are so beautiful. You look marvelous. You really do, because you are so astute. You're the smartest people on the planet, bar none. Your way of thinking is unparalleled in human history. A guy asked me the other day, he says, pick one person that you could go back in time with and have dinner. And that's a tough thing. I mean, you know, there's a lot of folks. And so I forget who, because it was a group of people. And when he got to me, I said, you know, Leonardo da Vinci. And everybody's like, ooh, good guy. And I thought to myself, you know why I would want to have dinner and time with Leonardo da Vinci? Because I would demoralize him. And da Vinci would be, you know, I'm thinking of a winged man, you know, and a way to, for a man to achieve flight. And I'd say, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about that myself. Here's what you would do. You could develop an engine, and it would have the thrust of, it would have a turbo. And the way you would do that is you'd have this cylindrical thing. And I would describe the way turbo power, you know, the thrust of a turbo works. And I would say, if you haven't seen animals, for example, the squid uses this type of power and gets lots of propulsion out of that, more so than normal. And then you design a wing in the same form as a bird. It would have to be light, and it would carry your fuel. And that thrust would lift this item up into the air, and it would be called jet propulsion. And he'd be looking at me going, you're very amazing. And then I would talk to him about the Internet. There will be a time when people will communicate on this thing called the World Wide Web. It will be powered by fiber optics. Yes, you can translate, you can transfer, you know, information on a beam of light. And I would talk about photons and things of that nature. And I would talk about solar power and how you can have this photovoltaic effect that could transfer electricity into that. And then I would design something for him. I'd blow his mind. And Da Vinci would write of me. You know, he'd go back to his time and go, I've met this gentleman. His name is Kevin Jackson. He appears to be from the future. My whole meaning has changed because I had dinner with Kevin Jackson. Woo! Wouldn't it be fun to blow somebody's mind like that? Like, you're talking to Einstein, and he's right before he's going to develop the theory of relativity, and you say, hey, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, and this just came to me. E=mc². Yeah. And I also believe while you're contemplating that, you could also bend the fabric of the universe and allow people to you know, go back and forth in these time tunnels. You know, think of them as how you want. And he would be looking at me going, dude. And, of course, I wouldn't back any of it up with math. I would just give the theory. Could you blow people's mind? I'm just saying, everybody wants to go back and, you know, go get the lotto numbers, the winning lotto numbers. So I would want to just go back and blow people's minds. Give them a little hint. Hey, there's an element called titanium, you know, Kelly Johnson, and you can design that SR-71 with titanium. It's a much lighter material, much more robust. And here's the scientific, you know, the chemical way to get to this titanium. And, I mean, you could take the dumbest person on the planet, let them go, just go back 50 years. Go back 50 years and change the way the microprocessors are made. Just give a hint and you go down in the annals of history. You get the patent. I would look like Nikola Tesla when I was done. They would go, every generation of science would go, man, this dude is unbelievable. He's amazing. No, I wouldn't do any of that. I wouldn't blow anybody's mind because you can't be messing with the fabric of the world. You know what I'm saying? You need Niels Bohr to figure out what he's going to do. You need Guggenheim to do what he's going to do. You can't mess around. Now, I might out the spy that gave away the nuclear secrets. Maybe something like that. I don't know. What would you do? That's a good question. What would you do if you could go back in time and you could change one thing that would not impact anything except the outcome of the, you know, what you'd like? For example, if you say, I'm going to stop the Russians from stealing this secret, or I'm going to, you know, stop this bomb from occurring. I'm going to make sure that Pearl Harbor doesn't get bombed. And, you know, which I guess, that, you know, it's impossible not to have a repercussion because people would be still alive, etc. But if it didn't involve killing somebody, right, and you could make a change, and it would only change that thing, what would it be? I don't know. I'm curious. 844-551-8255, if your mind gets as curious as mine. Here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this brutal backlash that's going to happen to the left. It's already started. The backlash against Mueller is unreal. Are you looking at, do you have a Twitter feed, a social media thing? The left aren't even like celebrating that he's got this new, you know, that he went and raided Trump's. I mean, there's a few Neanderthals. Had a dude bait me on Twitter. Hey, what are you going to say now that they've gone and gotten his data? And I said, LOL. the last laugh. He who laughs last doesn't just not get the joke. He laughs best. He is going to Donald Trump and the Republicans, the conservative movement, are in the best position they could possibly be in. I've explained it. I'm not going to go back through it. But he's taunting me. And I said, I tell you what, get back with me in a week or so. Now, let me tell you what people are already saying. Interesting. Hashtag never rated. Though the FBI was warned of imminent threats, Boston bombers, Omar Mateen, Orlando shooter, Parkland shooter, Fort Hood shooter, Chattanooga shooter, who made those decisions? Mueller and Comey. But they do have time to raid Trump's personal lawyer. People are revolting over the idea that because of a porn star, the Democrats want to unseat a sitting president. By the way, with an issue that has nothing to do with this presidency. Even the Democrats understand the hypocrisy. I'm just telling you, when you got something to where you don't have to explain it twice to Democrats, you know they're in deep kimchi. Here's one. We're still waiting for the raid of, one, Bill Clinton, two, Hillary Clinton, three, the Clinton Foundation, four, the Clinton campaign, five, the DNC, six, Perkins Coie, seven, Fusion GPS, eight, Christopher Steele, nine, James Comey, 10, Andrew McCabe, 11, Terry McAuliffe, 12, James Clapper, 13, John Brennan, 14, Peter Strzok, and you could add Lisa Page to it, you could add Loretta Lynch to it, you could add Barack Obama to it. Why haven't any of them been raided? Uranium One and the Podesta brothers, why have none of these people been raided? The attorney, Cheryl Mills, Uma Abedin, why haven't they been raided? You're getting the outrage. See, I told you guys, I said, this is going to backfire bigly. I don't care what comes out of Stormy Daniels. Nobody cares. Thank you, Bill Clinton. Nobody cares about theoretical consensual sex, particularly if it didn't happen. And let me tell you something else. They also really don't believe it. And even if they don't, let's say that it ends up that Trump did have the one-time tryst, because that's what she's saying. He had a one-time tryst. Well, congratulations to her and Donald Trump. And I don't know if it was done on a bet, but it isn't going to break anybody's sensibilities, because that's not what Donald Trump was hired to do. He was not hired to be Pope. He was hired to be president. I'm telling you, folks, huge miscalculation on behalf of the left. Huge. I'm not going to do them any favors. Oh, I'm telling them. I want them to know. But they don't change. Don't think they're going to change. They want their pound of flesh. They're going to get it, whether you like Kevin Justin to get this. We will have ours. So they shoot for revenge. Well, there's this thing about revenge. It's an interesting saying about revenge, and I've given you quite a few. But Marcus Aurelius, who I use all the time in things that I quote, because I like Gladiator. But the Caesar, he had this to say: to refrain from imitation is the best revenge. See, what Donald Trump has done is he has taunted all of the politicos because he doesn't want to be one of them. He's a reluctant politician, and he says, I guess you could call me a politician now. I feel like a businessman. Because that's what he is. He's a businessman. That's what he was saying in the hood. He's a businessman. Where that dude, you know, the funny hair, that businessman. Here he come. I'm talking about building over here in Harlem. Businessman. That's what Donald Trump is. He's all about the business of America. The busyness of America. And Marcus Aurelius says, he's not trying to imitate somebody. Donald Trump is setting a standard. He's not imitating Reagan. He certainly ain't imitating the feckless Obama. He's only saying, I'm going to do me. I'll do me. You do you. And he's going about it. And it's been miraculous. They talk about the stock. Look at the stock market, man. Look at the stock market. It's ebbing and flowing. You know what? It's going to ebb and flow and continue to climb. And when it climb, and by the time it gets up to November, it's going to be back. It's going to feel, you're going to feel good about it. But they're mocking it.
Oh, he had a decent first year, but we don't know what's going to happen.
We know what's going to happen.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.